Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, g'day everyone, and welcome to All Talk with Jason Mike. Great to have your company wherever you are, and I can tell you we're loaded up and ready to go, Mike. Not with the Red Bulls, but a wonderful coffee machine at the location that we're at, and we've both just smashed out a couple of long blacks, which we have with us, and we're ready to go. And the great news is, too, I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners out there. We have been inundated with questions of every description that you can imagine since we put a video out. We should do that more often,
we
probably.
Should. It's really good.
You know, and people immediately respond to that. And so we're ready to go. How are you, by the way?
I'm really good, man.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this coffee is quite tasty.
Yeah, good.
I'm feeling invigorated.
You're quite the barista, can I say that?
Oh, thanks, mate. You know, I like making me coffees. They've got to be just right. And generally, I'd only have sort of one or two a day, although during shoot, that got up to about 25, 28 a day.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to bring it back down because I find that rather than doing you any good, they actually start to have diminishing returns.
Yeah.
And you just feel rooted but awake.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've discovered about coffee as well. I'm a big fan. First thing I do in the morning, coffee, durry.
Yeah.
But no durry at the moment.
Yeah, let's talk about that, mate.
Well, it's only been a little while.
Yeah. Where are we up to, though? I reckon we get a countdown.
Well, we both made the sort of commitment, didn't we, after we finished doing the show that we're going to give them up.
Which is going to be a surprise to my wife listening to this because she thought I gave it up before I started shooting.
Years ago. But the stress and strain of the job at hand was we would occasionally dip out for a quick durry or 10. And I tell you, it's that. And I know I talk about giving up durries all the time and people are like, you're whatever, Jace. I'm for reals this time, man.
Yeah, man, I can tell.
I'm for reals. Let's stop this crazy shit.
It's madness, man.
$35 a packet?
Woo!
I mean, come on, Mike.
Woo!
You know, but just like the coffees that we were just talking about, there is a law of diminishing returns, no question about it. Really all I need now is my morning coffee and then my piccolo at night. That's fine, but, you know, I could probably ditch the 10 in between there.
Well, that's right, and I sort of found on the shoot there that if I did, I sort of like one in the morning and maybe one after lunch. And if I could leave it at that, and I found if I smoked no cigarettes, and indeed if I only had the one coffee in the morning, I felt really good all day.
Yeah.
And then my addictions would kick in, and then you go, oh, well, I might as well have one.
Yeah, yeah, that's the issue. I mean, I remember I gave up for about 4 or 5 months while I was doing radio. And the one thing that I found about it, actually, which was quite well, it's not extraordinary, it's common sense, I had so much energy.
Right.
I was literally bursting with energy, Mike, because I wasn't smashing my body with hideous chemicals all the time.
Yeah.
And like the coffees, the durries are a diminishing return for me as well. It's like the first durry of the day, beautiful. Love it. Suck that baby down.
Yeah.
But then thereafter all day, I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like my durries.
But you keep going, don't you?
Oh, just you do. You just keep smashing 20 a day just, you know, to get through them.
It's bloody weird, isn't it? But we don't learn. We don't learn. And the thing is about it is you already know that what you've got to do, and what you've got to do is quit. But then once you've quit, and like you have for 4 or 5 months there, and that I've done for a year at a time, and, you know, I'm always doing it. I love it. Giving up. And then you think, oh, I'll just have a crack at it again, and you just like,
bang, straight back to it.
Yeah. It's not like you go back to a few.
Well, that's what pissed me off about when I'd given up for 4 or 5 months. I think I've told you this. I literally came home one day after work. I mean, I feel like a durry. So I went and bought a packet. End of story.
Yeah.
All over, rover.
All that hard work down the drain.
Yes.
You know, so those first couple of weeks generally that are the roughest. But that's the thing with the addiction. you know, you think you're strong, but it will just sit there in the way. It's just waiting for you to just look a bit weaker.
Doing press-ups.
Yeah.
Doing press-ups in the wardrobe, mate, waiting for you to slip.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and the interesting thing about it was, for me, was when I bought that packet of durries, I deluded myself into thinking, I will make this packet of durries last 10 days.
Right.
I'll just have my morning durry, and then I'll have my evening durry, and that will be it. The reality was, once I'd bought that packet of durries, I had 10 within about 3 hours. You know, that's just the way I am.
Well, that's the way we all are, I think. Yeah. And when you were walking down to the shop to get them, I bet there was another voice inside your head going,
Up to the shop. Yeah.
Saying to you, you fucking idiot, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you just block them out. Yep. Nah, nah.
Yep.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah.
Well, interestingly, Babu, the dairy owner, lovely man, because I'd told him I'd given up. And he used to always, when I used to walk into the shop, would go and get me a packet of durry straight away.
Right.
That was he's a great man. And I said to him, no, Babu, that's it, mate, I'm done. We're over. And it went for the 4 or 5 months, and so he didn't get me durries anymore. And then the shame and the humiliation and the disappointment in his eyes when he looked at me and I asked for that packet of durries.
Yeah. He was thinking money in the bank, man.
Yeah, mate. He was thinking, yeah, beauty. In the bank. Bring it. Mind you, to be fair, I don't think dairy owners actually make a lot of money out of durries.
No, I think it's 10%.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Something like that, or five, something like that. But the thing about the durries is that's what gets people through the door.
Yeah.
So they're coming for the durries, but then they buy all the other shit as well.
Yeah, that's true.
The $8 blocks of chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, well, let's kick into the advice. And do you want to kick us off, Mike, with the first one? What have we got
for you, mate? It's probably...
I think she's cheating on me.
It's relationship advice with Jace and Mike.
Hi, Jace and Mike. Love the podcast and the great advice, which I have incorporated many times in my day-to-day activities. I think there's probably one too many letters in there.
Yeah.
Question that I have is, my partner and I are currently saving for our wedding next year and are struggling to prioritize what items we should spend large on. She wants to spend more on the photographer, while I want to make a statement with my neon yellow suit. Any advice would be a great help.
Yeah.
Cheers. And that is from, I'll find out that for you. But what are your thoughts there?
Well, it's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? Because especially people.
That's from Addison.
People tend to get, you know, it's a big expense, the old wedding.
Look, it is.
And you know, people struggling to buy homes and stuff, and you've got to prioritize in terms of, you know, do we spend a fortune on getting married, which is just a one-day affair?
Yeah.
Or do we put that money to better use?
That's right.
Saving for a home or something like that.
That's right.
But there's certain things that you can do in terms of saving money.
Yeah.
For your wedding.
Yeah. Go on.
The first thing we did, in lieu of gifts, we said, no, don't give us gifts. Contribute to the booze for the wedding.
Right. Give us some money.
We're going to set up an account.
Yeah.
And you can just put money into that account and that will pay for the alcohol.
Sure.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. There's the alcohol sorted out. Boom. Big expense. If you know my mates and my whānau,
we're talking
boom, booze fest.
That's right.
And can I make a worthy note to a great New Zealander here?
Sure.
Mr. Jeremy Corbett, who was the MC at our wedding.
Yeah.
In the late hours of the evening, it was getting towards the evening, the barman came over to me and he said, Jace, we're running out of booze.
Oh.
And we were like, holy shit. Oh, dear.
Right.
So Corby
ordered
a crap load of beer and wine, put it on his credit card and got it delivered within about an hour.
Wow.
Extraordinary man, Corby.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. So that was the first thing we did, was to get everyone, rather than buy us presents, contribute to the booze.
Even though
it did run out because they're all piss heads.
Yeah. No, we did a similar thing where we had, it was towards the honeymoon.
We didn't have a honeymoon.
No. Well, you spent it on piss, you sicko.
Well, actually, true story this. We got a honeymoon. I wrote a short film with a guy called Johnny Bruff years ago called Beautiful, which won an award somewhere.
Was that with Johnny?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did you it? Also was...
it was a Sugar and Spice sketch.
Oh, I thought you did something with... Was Tim Gordon in that?
Yeah, Tim was good. Yeah. Don't let me get into the drama of what happened on the casting front there. But anyway.
Somebody was telling me that that is still their favourite short film.
Oh, right.
Yeah, recently, in the last week.
The long and short of it was that we won an award for that film overseas somewhere, and the prize was a week in Bali.
Fucking hell.
And,
for two?
For two.
Ooh,
yeah,
hot.
Yeah. And so the guy that directed it, Adam Stevens was his name, he said, Jace, I'm giving that to you and to go and – and we went, oh, that's great. Thanks, man. That's awesome. And that was going to be our honeymoon. Sadly, there was a bombing, and it all fell apart.
Yeah.
So I never got to go to Bali, neither did my wife. So sad story. So we actually haven't had a honeymoon.
Is that the sad story in that story?
Well, no, it's more the people that died in the bombing probably. Yeah.
Because if I remember that one, that was where they set a bomb at one end of the street, which made everyone run to the other end of the street where they had another bomb waiting for them there.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the real tragedy of the story. You're right, Mike.
Well,
Give or take. My bad.
Give or take. But yeah, it is a funny thing with the old weddings and the expense, because my wife and my attitude, our attitude to the wedding was, well, we should just elope. Because it's a massive expense and it's a massive... Well, not fuck around, but it just is. It's a huge thing. And then we're sort of the opinion, I can't remember what changed our mind. I think we went to somebody else's wedding. And then it sort of dawns on you that it's actually not about you so much as it is about thanking your family and your friends for getting you to this point in your life where you're able to step off into this next part of your journey.
Yes.
So it's a party thanking them for having gotten you to this point in your life.
Quite right.
You know, and that was a good realization. And the problem with that is the way that weddings have evolved over the years is it used to be that your families were kicking some fucking cash.
Mm.
Now, somehow, that's disappeared.
Yeah, it never happened at our one either, actually. Good point.
No, it's like it used to be that the father of the bride or whatever, somebody would give you some money. We didn't see, well, you know, except for the wedding and that. And there was help, but it certainly wasn't an all expense. Because it used to be that you would not be sort of fucking weighed down with this cost and expense as you set off on this new part of your life.
Yes.
You're burdened with this overwhelming debt, which is not a great way to start your married life.
Exactly.
So the families would pay for it. Now, I guess the case is that your families would pay for what they could afford. But as we've moved on, you know, the wife's got big eyes, you know, she wants the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes.
You just wanted to stop talking, so you agree.
Yes.
The planning starts, you know, you sort of put a figure on it, we'll spend this much. Somehow it grows five heads and turns into this humongous sum. And we probably spent more than we wanted to spend on it. But at the end of the day, we sort of realised, well, if you're not going to spend it on that, you're going to spend it on some other horse shit. And we actually had a fantastic wedding.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, for us it was worth it.
Well, same. And here's the other things we did. We had a friend, right, who lived not far from where we lived, whose property was on an orchard, a plum tree orchard. And so we approached her and said, how would you feel about us having our wedding here? And she said, hell yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to have it here. So there's your location sorted,
boom,
free of cost.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful setting. We had tables all through the trees and stuff. That was lovely. Boom. My wife's cousin, Uber chef.
Ooh.
Uber chef.
Right.
Like, had a restaurant in New York, was brilliant, who had moved back to New Zealand.
How good.
And we said, hey, mate, would you do our wedding?
Want to come to our wedding?
You want to come to our wedding and cook? And she said, yeah. And so we had what I would characterize as a very flash barbecue type scenario.
Yeah.
Beautiful meats and seafoods that she cooked on a barbecue with all sorts of amazing salads and breads. People loved it, mate. So boom. Another saving right there.
Yeah.
You know, we had to pay
cost,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'd sort of saved on the alcohol, we'd saved on the food, we'd saved on the location. It actually ended up costing us sweet F all.
Right.
And it was a great night had by all.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? And you can do it that way. I don't know your wife's cousin.
No.
Or the lady with the plum orchard.
No.
Although my auntie had an orchard, and maybe I should have asked her. But, yeah, you spend this money, and it's, you know, it just is what it is in the end. And, you know, we had some great stories come out of it. You know,
same.
You know, there's always – how did you go with people sort of letting you down? Any people let you down?
No, not really. I can't recall no one not turning up or anything like that.
Yeah. No, yeah. They always turn up with this free piss around.
Oh, yeah, totally, mate, yeah. And free food and all that sort
now,
of stuff.
Now, I don't think you guys should get married, but fucking hell, I'll drink your piss.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And frankly, I contributed to it, so I want to get my money's worth.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know what I mean?
Exactly. Although so people would have said, well, I'll only probably drink about $40 worth of piss, so I'll put $40 into the account.
Yeah, and boom, they come and spend
$700.
And drink 800.
That's right.
Yeah.
But as far as this guy goes here, wanting to she wants to prioritize the photographer. Look, and you want, you know, you've got your yellow suit.
This is what we did, Mike.
You got a mate with a fucking one of those cameras?
Yes. A mate who I might add is a very good photographer. Not a professional, but she's very, very good and a big fan of this podcast.
She's got a very good Instagram account.
And she talks to me regularly about what we need to do.
Oh.
We said to her, can you take some photos? And she went,
what we need to do on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And we said, can you take some photos? And she said, okay.
Right.
Photographer, boom. Sorted.
Boom. Free.
Boom. Sorted. Free. And she loved it. You know, she just went around all night just
Those snaps I like. Yeah, we went to a mate's one and they had, I think, disposables on every table.
Yes, you know, that's a good idea.
That's a goodie. But we had a professional as well. I don't think it was super expensive. But and then the wife's finally put all those into a book.
Yes.
Which we've kept and also given out to some of the in-laws. She's just finished. That was 5 or 6 years ago. I should know that exactly. But, so you've got to have your photos, mate. And if you had to choose between a photographer and a neon yellow suit.
I'd go neon yellow suit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because otherwise, what's the point? If you've only got the photographer.
Here's the other thing about my wedding, Mike. My wife's dress.
Free.
Made by a friend.
Oh, boom.
Boom. So, my wife's dress, made by a friend. Photographer, a friend. Food, a relative slash friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Booze, everyone.
Venue.
Venue, a friend.
Wow.
Boom.
Boom.
So, I think we actually ended up spending SFA on the entire thing.
That's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And can I just make the point also that none of those people had any resentment or anything like that. They were all like, yeah, man,
nah,
we're into
it's
it.
Cool, you know, chucking in.
Yeah. You know, if I could, you know, if a friend said to me, for example, Jace, could you MC my wedding? Of course I would.
Yeah, for a fee.
For a fee. Of course I would. I mean, maybe not the full fee.
No.
But a fee.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do shit for free, Mike.
No, well, it's sort of ruining.
Are you paying the caterers? Yes, we are. Well, you pay the MC.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you're going to ruin your enjoyment because you're sort of spending the whole day, even while the ceremony's on, rather than being able to bask in the enjoyment of what's happening before you, thinking, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to do a speech later.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate this shit, man.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Fucking hell. Why is he even marrying this dopey cow anyway? You
know what I mean? And the thing is, the neon suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, go neon suit.
Yeah.
Go, don't spare the expense.
Or, you know, you can just keep saving. So why even have your wedding next year? Why not just save for another year and then have it then? And then you can have your yellow neon cake and eat it too.
You Absolutely.
Know? Do both would be my advice. It'd be a shame not to have both, mate. So, look. Doesn't matter what you do, you're going to love it, you're going to enjoy it, it's going to be the best day of your life.
Or it could be the worst.
Oh, fucking hell, man. There's been some shockers. Especially if you're going to wear that yellow neon suit.
The other thing about our wedding too was, and this was a hindsight thing, extraordinary when you think about it, was that it was all outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because it was in this orchard and we were like, well, we never ever at any moment considered.
Was this in the Hawke's Bay?
No.
Where was it?
It was in out west.
Oh.
And was the interesting thing was, we never for a moment considered that it might rain.
Yeah.
And so we absolutely had no provisions if it rained.
Yeah.
If it rained, we were well and truly fucked.
Right.
Because it was rolled out all out in the open.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it was a gorgeous summer's day.
Yeah.
But I remember the 10 days before just obsessively looking at the forecast.
Right.
and go and cop, please God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We had a similar thing where we were on the south coast of Wellington in May, if memory serves me correctly, late May. And the forecast was for southerly gales, and it was outside, and torrential downpours and a temperature of about 11 degrees, I think. And I was standing out there, and as I looked at the forecast, it said, it's raining now. But it was nothing but blue skies,
right?
And an absolute stunner. So we got really, really lucky with another shit-ass forecast from the Met Service.
Yes,
because we would have been similarly rooted. You know, you get these places with great outdoors, and then you got to go inside.
Yes. Well, we had no inside. We had her house.
Yeah.
Which was quite a small house, you know. And I can't remember how many guests. Maybe a hundy.
Hundy. That's a lot.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit less than that. I'm not sure. But we would have been rooted.
Yeah.
And all the food has been cooked outside.
Right.
You know, so it was like, end of story.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Absolute
divorce
disaster.
Divorce within a week. But there you go.
There's our fucking fascinating marriage stories.
Yes.
Or wedding stories. Anyway, the marriages continue. The marriages continue.
Now,
that's nice, isn't it?
Yes. Should we get into a bit more relationship advice?
Yeah, go on.
Hi, guys. Really enjoying the podcast. Quick piece of advice needed. The wife and I have recently had twin girls who are 9 months old now. Overall, the kids are horrible sleepers, often waking up multiple times through the night. My partner is frequently up and down in the night tending to them, and on the occasion I also need to get up to settle the kids. It's very tiring, and after 9 months of dealing with the twins, we are pretty tired. Any advice on how to keep the kids asleep and also not to be woken up in the night by my wife getting up and down to tend to them? Okay, cheers, Ash on the Insta.
Yeah. Great question, man. I tell you what, when I was, when we've got the one kid, you've got, you know, four.
Multiple.
Yeah, many. I was right in the middle of a really full-on work period where I'd finished Wellington Paranormal, went straight into pre-production on a film, the only film that I've produced. And it was really hard yards, and we were renovating our house. Well, it was my wife. She was doing that while she was 8 3/4 months pregnant, painting and all sorts. That you could not get her away from the house. As hard as I tried, she just wouldn't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Nesting?
Nesting. we had to get it done. Well, we weren't even staying in the house.
Oh, right, okay.
We were somewhere else. So, yeah, so she was going hard on that, and finally worked some shit out on the film, and I thought, look, if I can just get one good night's sleep after, you know, we started shooting on the Monday, this was a Thursday night, if I can get tonight before the kid comes, I'll be happy. And of course, 3 o'clock that night, the missus came in, woke me up, she was going into labour, and I, fucking typical, man.
Now, the night I was going to get a good night's sleep.
One night's good sleep, and sure, you've been doing the renovating for months on end, alone, with no help from me.
Yes.
You know, well, I've been letting you down by going out on the piss and leaving you in the lurch, sure, but I need one good night's sleep, and you do this to me. And I just thought, you know what, fuck this, man.
Yeah.
So what I did was, and we, you know, so had the baby that night, and then started shooting on the Monday, this film. So I had a separate bedroom. So my wife was up and down in the night. Didn't affect me, man, because I had my own bedroom. Now, I was working all night on this film, but I'd come home, take my sleeping pills, and just sleep all day. Bliss.
Yeah.
For the first sort of six weeks while we were filming. And then I thought, well, I don't want that to end. So even when the film ended, I just stay in my own room. You know, just hanging out by my, and she had to go, you know, be quite nice if we, you know, sort of enjoyed this parenting thing.
Yeah, as a family, as a family.
And, yeah, I thought, oh, well, okay. And that was quite good too. But nothing quite like getting your own sleep. So, you know, if you've got a spare bedroom there, man, I'd get into it.
Well, this is the interesting thing. I mean, generally speaking, all my girls are pretty good sleepers apart from one.
Right.
And we had this one child for the first 6 months of her life in the cot next to us in our bedroom.
No good.
Fatal move.
No good.
Fatal move. Yeah. And it was like Ash here. It was 6 months.
Right.
6 months of being woken every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because she was just a terrible, terrible sleeper that we would, you know, have to get up and sort her out. And a mate said to us, put her in the spare room.
Yeah.
Why do you have her in the bedroom with you? Put her in the spare room.
Yes.
And then so we went, oh, okay, we'll do that. Put her in the spare room. And, of course, had that agonizing period of her crying and crying. And we were told, don't go in.
Yeah.
You know, don't go in. And my wife would literally be outside the door going, oh, I feel terrible. Yeah.
And you're going, shut up, just, I'm trying to sleep here.
Yeah. Just leave her.
Yeah.
Leave her.
Of course, your spare room was a sleep out at the back of the property.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I got that built.
Yeah.
Specific. I said it was going to be a study.
Yeah.
But I put a bed in there.
Yeah.
And said, I'm just going out to the study. I'll see you in the morning. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, 4 or 5 days later, Mike.
Yep.
Eureka, she stopped crying in the night.
That's right. Well, you're so finely tuned to every little noise that they make, every little whimper. And they might not even be waking up and having a cry. They just sort of make a noise and bang, you're awake.
Yes.
So you've got to put a stop to that. And what worked for us was we got an app.
Yes. You love your apps, don't you?
Well, I love this app. And I can live without any other app. But this app was an absolute lifesaver.
Yes.
Because what it does is, and it's called Little Ones, mate. Ash, and this is some serious advice here. It's called Little Ones, and I'm sure there's a million other things that do exactly the same thing. But it actually planned out your days where it'd say, at this time, you know, if your kid's this age, bang, this is the time you wake them up. Bang, this is the time you give them a 10-minute nap. Bang, this is when you've – all of that. So your entire days were planned. Because I don't know about you, but we lived in this dream where we were like, well, you know, when we have a kid, we'll be taking them out to parties. Oh, I'll be sleeping under a table. You know, it'll be adapting to our lifestyle and our timetable. You know all this sort of, and then you have a kid and they start crying.
Yeah.
And the only thing that matters in your life is how do we stop it from fucking crying?
Yes.
That is your only purpose in life, is to stop it crying.
Yes.
And feed it, I guess, to a lesser degree. And so you have to get some structure in, and this app was incredible. So from the time she was probably certainly 3 months old, she's been sleeping pretty much 12 hours a night.
Jesus, 12?
6:30 until 6:30 in the morning. And now she's 20 months oldish, and she's doing 6:30 until 8 or 8:30 without so much as a peep.
Wow.
And it is – I don't know what we would have done, because like everybody, I need my sleep, man.
Mm.
You know, do you need your sleep, man?
I do. I don't get much.
No. But and, I need it last night I woke up.
And I find as I get older, I get less and less sleep.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I'm a big fan of the early mornings, actually, now.
I love waking up.
I used to resent them. Now I'm like, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I know.
I might as well get up and have a coffee.
6 o'clock's fine. It's the 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 4s and the 4:30s that I could do with that.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, it's the 2:30 in the morning waking up, ping!
Yeah.
And going, oh, fuck, well, that's me fucked.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, well, I always love it how people are like, when we have a baby, they're so righteous too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never let my baby do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let my baby consume that.
No.
I'm never going to give my baby that.
Yeah.
I'll never make, you know, and it's like, fuck off.
Exactly.
You know, you have a couple of kids and let's just see how fucking righteous you are.
That's right.
Oh, I'd never do that with my child. You know what I mean? There
aren't enough hours in the day to be the perfect parent. Man.
No.
Especially when you haven't got the will.
No. There's that as well. You know, once you have 4, that's the interesting thing is that the first one you're like, the fourth one you're like, fuck, she'll be fine.
Yeah, that's
seriously,
right.
Seriously, you are.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
right.
It's like, nah, she's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right. They're amazingly robust.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They are. And, you know, but I don't know. Did they say in the letter that they were in the same bedroom?
Well, it doesn't say specifically. It says overall the kids are horrible sleepers, often waking up multiple times.
My partner's frequently up and down
in the night, which sort of feels to me like they probably are in a separate room. But having twins where they're waking each other up, now that'd be
a nightmare. Annoying, yeah.
You know, because if you got one, you got the two. You know, the obvious thing here is any advice on how to keep the kids asleep and also not to be woken up in the night by my wife getting up and down to tend to them. Well, I think you having a separate bedroom is key.
Yeah.
Because the other thing about it is, and we were of this, you know, mind frame, and we stuck to it. Like, we've had mates that she'd get up in the night and he'd get up, my mate would get up to keep her company. It's like, what's the fucking point of that? There's nothing you can do.
Yes.
Offering moral support in the middle of the night is an absolute waste of time. Better that you have full energy during the day where you can actually take the kids off her hands and serve some purpose there, other than, which is better than both of you being fucked 24/7.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
And then, of course, when you know, in the day, you go, oh, God, busy, I've got to go
out. Yeah, I've got to go to work and stuff.
A few beers, cricket's on, stuff like that. But as a sort of an idea, it's a really good one. So if you can sell that to her.
Yes.
You know.
Say, look, if you want me at peak form during the day,
yeah,
then you'll need to let me have a good, solid, restful sleep.
Totally. Because what I didn't sort of realise, only because I'd given it no thought, and I think the wife was the same, is there's no such thing as night and day when you've got a newborn baby.
No.
There is only the periods in between feeds. So you've got to, like, if they sleep, you've got to sleep. And, like, you're up 24 hours a day for months.
Yes.
So you have to be taking these naps at all these key little times. I mean, God knows how we've gotten this far.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is the other thing, mate. Ash, it doesn't really – look, parenthood's not for everyone.
No.
And, you know, I wouldn't be too hard on yourself if you just say, look, you know, this just isn't for me, man.
Oh, you mean walk out altogether?
Well, I mean, walking out is one way to put it.
Right. Yeah.
But just, I think, sort of examining your living arrangements.
Sure.
And just saying, you know, maybe there's an easier way.
Maybe I get an apartment in town sort of thing. Is that what you're sort of suggesting?
Close to the bars.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so I don't have to, you know, that makes sense.
Because, you know. We've had some people call them about advice. You know, their partners have had kids. There was that guy who was like, when can I start pushing for a bit of action?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And you can't. Because it's, I mean, that kind of chauvinistic attitude of, you know, oh, I want to have sex with my wife. Well, man, she's been through one of the massive transformations the human body can take.
Indeed.
It's a pre and post baby. You know, and having some chauvinistic pig saying, oh, I want to have a root, it's not on, man.
Nah,
so you got to try and sort out a way you can cop some roots on the side.
Well, yeah, just. Right, yeah. Well, yeah, and I think spare room is essentially what we're saying.
Yeah.
And or apartment in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be an expense thing.
Yeah.
And with you having twins, it's going to be hard to find the kind of money that you'll need to be operating to. You know, to be operating a you know, an apartment as well as your own abode. But if you've got a mistress who's got her own place or something like that.
Yeah, well, you could stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Just don't get her pregnant, man, or that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, that'd be a disaster. Now, listen, that brings us to the end.
I think it does.
Of another podcast. And thanks to all those people that bothered to write in. Remember to subscribe.
Yeah.
Remember to give us a rating, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Five stars. Because we want to see that graph continue to climb.
Yeah, man.
It's had a few dips recently.
Has it?
I don't know. I'm just saying that off the top of my head.
No. I think we're on a steady climb.
Yeah, that's great. So, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, send in your questions, and we'll keep responding to them week in, week out.
We love it, mate.
See you later.
Kia kite.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.